So hello and welcome to my podcast, Learn Reiki and Connect. And it's with me, Tracy Matthews. So we are talking about how to connect back with the higher self and Reiki. So before we get going, just a warm welcome to everybody. I hope you've had a good week. How has your week been? Well, it's been certainly a busy one for me because I went away, celebrated a birthday, and also shared a really incredible QHHT session with a client. You know, this client was feeling really low and just needed to reconnect with her guides, really wanted information and just seek some assistance from her spirit guides, wanted to know, well, what's next? And with that, she was feeling a little bit disconnected and lost. So it was a really incredible session, because what was so wonderful is how our helpers will really look at our situation and really get us all the support that we need. And for this client, it was beautiful because one of her family members came forward and offered that assistance so that she could have a, if you like, someone to talk with, that channel. And that really resonated with her because she could hear and sense spirit around her. And it was really beautiful how this was a family member that she sort of wasn't fully aware of, but stepped forward and helped as an interim so that she could hear the guidance of our higher self. So it's really incredible that when we need that assistance and help, you know, source, our guide, our angels, they really make this happen for us. So this space is really about helping each other to connect with that light, to connect in with that all-knowing and expansive part of us. And you see, when we meditate, we get into that frequency, this is how we can hear that part and it communicates with us. And if we listen to this part of ourselves, it really helps us out. And that's why this podcast is here. That's what it's all about, so that you and I can tune into our light and start to really recognize the power of our mind. So if you've been following along, you would have heard part three last week, the final section of really the benefits of meditating every single day and how we can sort of start that off. And if you haven't already popped onto YouTube, you'd see that I've done a 21 days meditation challenge. Check it out. And I've been doing it with you. It's been really incredible. It really helps us to sort of get back on track and just feel those benefits. And we went through them. So if you haven't listened to the part one, part two, and part three, which was last week's, of really the benefits of meditation, then I would really encourage you to do that. And if you're now ready to start meditating and really to get things going, then look at the 21 days meditation challenge over on YouTube. It's free. We can do it together. And how it works is that you see me each day sharing a tip. We switch out the visuals and then go straight in to the meditation. So it's really, really powerful and rewarding. So let's just jump on in now with this week's, because we are talking about how to connect back with our higher self and with Reiki. So we're going to look at some of the reasons why we can feel disconnect and a little bit lost. The importance of making time to go within and to listen to that inner voice. And also seeking the assistance from our helpers, spirit guides and angels. So stick around, don't go anywhere. Just stay with me. And hit the subscribe button. Just to remind you and join with me every week as we do this together. So I really want to go in straight away and talk about some of the reasons why we can feel a little lost, a little disconnected, or maybe we feel off. We kind of know we don't feel 100% and we're not really sure what it is. And we kind of know that we need to do something, but we're not really sure what it is. And then we get those nudges, those little sort of feelings and of sadness. And we start intuitively realising that we're off course a little bit. So what are some of these things that sort of can, if you like, affect us? How do we identify it? So I've put a couple of things together to sort of help you. Because I've gone through this, I've seen this with others. And one of the main reasons, and one of the things that to cover right from the get-go, is that sometimes we've realised there's no time for anything. And then we kind of get going, we're doing this, we're doing that. And there's a sadness that builds up within us. And we start to feel a little bit lost. And the main reason for that is that we've kind of lost that time for ourselves, or maybe the meditation slipped. And we've got so busy. Now, we haven't intentionally sort of done it, but it just means that there's no time for spiritual things. Life has got so hectic. And we haven't sort of set about doing this purposely, but things have got squashed out. And all of a sudden, there's that little realization of, ooh, when was the last time we meditated? When was the last time that we sort of felt calm and that peace, and you know, and maybe that's something that you can relate to. The other thing is sometimes there's a natural progression of what's happening in life. And what I mean by that, we've just got really sort of caught up with life, and that might mean that we've started a family, we've moved home, work commitments have got really intense, they've started to increase. But there's also a sense that you've entered a new phase, and this has all been going on for you. But again, there's that little twinge that comes in. It's almost like that part of you sort of said you're ready to connect back in. I call those times where, like I said, natural progressions, we've had to sort of, you know, focus in on whatever we're doing, but then it seems that we come back, or that little voice comes in, and then we start to realise, okay, I just now need to reconnect back. And maybe that's something that resonates with you. The other area I've identified is, and I know this kind of happened with me because I did my Reiki courses sort of like at year intervals. And of course, we're all different with this, but it might have been that has been some time since you've done your Reiki course. And now you're ready to move into that next level. So maybe you've done the level one, maybe now all of a sudden level two is just sort of coming into your mind. You're feeling it, you're sensing it, you know that level two is the next expansion, the next shift of awareness. And that's really incredible. So you start getting those little twinges, those little like, I need to now think about doing my next level. Has that happened with you? Sometimes when we're getting these things, it might necessarily not be with a Reiki course, but you know that you need to learn something. You need to do something. And so we start going on a hunt, and we start looking at the courses, and we start sort of looking at our next level, our next phase, and what that might mean for us. But that interim feeling, we kind of feel a little bit unsettled, a little bit like, we need to do something. So maybe that has been going on for you, or has happened with you. The next thing that I've noticed is that sometimes we just naturally come to a crossroads in life. It's almost like there is a level of we need to understand how we've got to where we've got to, why we've even experienced, for example, a particular hardship. We're sort of like seeking clarity. It's like we can't go on until we understand why we've experienced certain either challenges, hardships, or really a reflective part or phase of our life. Maybe it's coming out of a relationship, maybe it's our childhood, maybe it was some level of trauma. But it's almost like you can't move forward until you get that level of clarity. You know, and in that sort of mix of energy, we can feel a little disconnected, a little lost, a little bit sort of not 100%. So maybe that is something you have experienced. I know I have. And it's like, until you've got that down, or you get clarity or understanding of whatever that's been going on for you, it's almost like you can't move forward. And sometimes we don't even know what it is. We're just in that state of like, things are not right. But we don't even know what it is that we need. And we sort of kind of get that feeling of almost feeling a little bit sad, a little bit lost. And we kind of start seeking to sort of, you know, where do we go in order to get the answers? So maybe that is something that you can relate to. Now, incidentally, I've been asked many times by people that have done a Reiki course. They've sort of shifted in their awareness. You know, they've sort of like wondered, you know, especially if they've not done anything with it, or they've sort of like gone naturally and worked abroad for, I'm just using examples, or had started a family or moved, because these things sort of happen in our lives. And they sort of ask, well, you know, have I lost that? Do I need to redo another level? And the honest answer to that, no, you never lose consciousness. I just feel it's one of those things that we don't lose. We can certainly, and we do have free will, where we can not use something or continue in our path or go down a road where we're not using that part. And you know, we can only go so far with that, because sometimes that part of us just wants us to listen, wants us to reignite. Often there is waypoints along a path that we said before we got here that we would do this or we would do that, and if we're going off of it, then our higher self gives us a nudge, lets us know, and we're going to feel a little bit off and not quite right. But in terms of we ever lose our connection, no, we don't. Because especially when we've had something like a Reiki session, the spine of a Reiki course is really the attunement process. It's remembering. It's having that initiation connected in with that life force energy. So it's a very conscious and a very deliberate and beautiful way that we connect in with that light. And it's always with us, never leaves us, unless of course, like we were saying, we're not ready to sort of do anything with that part, because maybe we've just needed to go off and experience ourselves, and then that part then wakes us up. So if we are feeling a little bit lost and we're just sort of not really sure what to do next, we feel a little bit disconnected, we're not sure what's next on the path, then really, how do we connect back into hearing that part of the inner voice? Or if you've done Reiki, and we know that Reiki is the Japanese for that wisdom of God, that life force energy that's within us, what do we do? How do we connect back to that? Well, the first thing is really that's going to help is to make time for you. Because like we've already previously just mentioned, maybe we've sort of gone on a little bit of a walkabout. Sometimes I call it a walkabout mentally, all things have got quite caught up with us in life. We've just been doing things. We've just been doing everyday living. Maybe work's got sort of taken priority. And we've got sort of a little bit more into what I call is reactively living. So in other words, what's going on around us, we're sort of focusing in on that. And we kind of get carried away with the flow. You know, making time in our busy life is not going to happen naturally. And that was one of the things that I did cover in the 21 Days Meditation Challenge. Unless we set that intention or a goal that we're going to meditate, we're going to put that bit of time for us in our lives, i.e. what does that look like? Maybe doing a morning meditation, an afternoon or an evening. Chances are it's not going to happen because this busy kind of physical world doesn't really lend itself. So that's the first step, is really make that self-care. Because it is a self-care, making that time for you. So making that time to really sort of introduce a routine of connecting consciously, either with, if you're gone down the Reiki route, or maybe it's just you're on that spiritual path and journey, and it is meditation. You know, for us that have done the Reiki, when we say Reiki, it is doing the meditation. It is doing that self-healing and that work within. And it's just so beautiful. So whether we call it Reiki or meditation, it is really the same thing. So it might mean that we do look at our routine. And then from that, we then put in place a time so that we can do this for ourselves each time. So when we've done that, what's the next thing for us to do? Well, this is the next point, and that's all about listening. So what are we listening to? Well, when we meditate, we go into these alpha frequencies, these powerful meditative states of the mind. You know, we do it naturally. When we go into meditation, we're putting ourselves into this. And when we're listening not to the conscious mind. And again, I talked about that. And if you haven't listened to part one and part two and part three of meditation, you might want to go and listen, because I really do go into a little bit more. And how we can tell the difference between the conscious mind, that is very loud, very random, and interrupts us, to the internal voice, which is gentle. It whispers. And this part of us will really speak our truth. We'll feel it. We'll hear it. We see it in our mind's eye. Or we might see a picture or a moving sequence in our mind. We know it. This is our intuition. So when we go into a meditative state, this is a really beautiful and powerful frequency where we can listen in to the inner voice and hear that part of us. And what some of those things that part of us lets us know, it really kind of reminds us about our path. You might hear that gentle whisper, do this, or go there, or you're now ready to do this. And you'll feel this, you'll know it, and it will feel right. And that's what's so powerful about really reaping the rewards of just starting off doing a little bit of meditation every day. Not only do we feel better, we feel connected to that life force energy, but we can hear that part of us. It really does communicate with us, and it makes us feel so good. So the next thing we also want to do is, whilst we're listening, is this is a really beautiful frequency in which our spirit guides and our angels are able to reach us. They're able to remind us what we said we wanted to do. And that's really beautiful. And this is really incredible, because sometimes we lose our connection. We kind of are doing other things. We get distracted and we feel that, and we know that, and we get lost. And it's really beautiful when our guides are able just to communicate and just let us know and reaffirm, yes, do this. This is a waypoint in which you said you do this, and we're here for you. And it might mean, if you are connected in with your spirit guides, or maybe it's your angel, and which your angel is able to just let you know, go here, go there. And this is really wonderful when it happens. Because once we get into that frequency and we know that frequency, we can hear. You know, I remember looking at different properties. And I remember 10 years ago looking at a property, and I looked at it and I thought, I'm not really sure about that. And I remember hearing that voice. My angel said, go back and view that property. And I listened, because in my mind I was like, not really sure. And I remember going back, looking at that property, and that time it was all cleared out of the previous person. And that property was, I've been in there for 10 years. And it has felt right. And that's really incredible, because our guides and our angel help us with physical things. You know, they're not just there for the spiritual things, but they're there for our well-being. They're there to help us to feel better. They know what we said that we wanted to accomplish and what we're going to do. Maybe we are looking at how we move jobs, and our guides can help us to find the job that's going to be less stressful for us. You know, where we finish our work and we are exhausted to a level that we have got no more energy left. Our guides hear us. They understand. And that's why it's so important then to go into this meditative state where we can hear, where we can listen to that part, and then we can also listen to our guides and to our angel. Now, another little thing that will help you, and some of you may have not looked at Reiki, or maybe, and this is what I find, because I teach weekly Reiki and I teach with the online courses, that when people have said they have been trying to do Reiki for a long time, but they keep getting distracted. And this is wonderful, because for me, Reiki is like consciously plugging into this universal cosmos, this energy. We reconnect to the light that's within us. And you've heard me say that Yasui, who was really like the pioneer for Reiki, of bringing it into our consciousness, it's a way in which we can plug into that light again, rekindle that part of ourselves so that we know it, we identify it. And it's really an incredible way to reconnect. Reconnect with that part of us that is our higher self, our soul, the bigger me, but also to the white light that's within us. So it might mean that this resonates with you, that you are feeling just that little bit disconnect. There's that little bit of feeling lost. Maybe you've done a Reiki course years ago and you're just wondering, how can I rekindle that? Have I lost that? No, you haven't. And there have been many people have done Reiki years ago and have asked that question. That part of you is always within us. And how do we then get back into practicalities of reconnecting? Well, it's going to be really making the time. That is the only way we're going to do this, is if we then start putting something in place. And that might mean that we need to look at our routine. Our routine, when is it most, you know, convenient and the most aligned time for you to do your meditation? It might be the morning time. I know morning time works best for me. It might be the afternoon, it might be the evening. So that will be something that that part of you will let you know. Yes, it's the morning. Yes, it's the afternoon, etc. And then listen in, tune in to that part of you, because that's the frequency that's going to help you. What's the next phase? What's the next job? What's the next bit that you're looking to do? What's the next part of your path? And of course, that's also the frequencies that we can really connect in with our angels and with our spirit guides. And if we really want to open those channels, and for me, and I'm so glad I did it, and I know that so many other people are as well, and that's with the Reiki courses, because it takes away the hit and miss of meditation. It helps you to find your way to connect in. And once you've got that, you've got it down. And it's really wonderful and that we can do that. One of the other things when we're in our meditative state is that we can start asking our higher self some questions and being honest and seeking that information from within. Like, what do I want to do? What is my most aligned next step on my path? Is continuing with a Reiki course going to assist me in the next phase of my learning? Is finding out about my soul path, my soul, in alignment with my next phase? Am I ready to explore my soul records? You know, this is really wonderful, because there is that part of you that will give you that indication of what your answers are. So when we make that time to listen to our inner voice, put a routine in place and ask our spiritual helpers, then we will get back on track. We will start to feel better. That feeling of loss will be that feeling of we're back where we should be, because we know when we are disconnected, we don't feel right. And when we connect into that part of us through our meditation, and we can hear and listen, it will make us feel so much better. So I really hope that this has kind of helped you just to sort of get back on track. You know, and if you really want to get started, you've really sort of at that point that you're ready now to listen to that part, you want to feel better, there's something not right, and you're ready to meditate, I have put together the 21 Days Meditation Challenge. It's on YouTube and it's free, where you can just start every day, right from day 1, 2 onwards, doing a 30-minute meditation together, and then the last 3 where we just increase that time, and then we have just put that pattern, we have changed things and just really start to benefit and start to feel more reconnected in with that light. So follow along, see for yourself just how powerful when we start doing these things. So I really hope that you found this useful. So hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss any more podcasts or the next one. And as I mentioned, I'm on YouTube, Spotify, and I'm listed on other platforms. And if you want to know a little bit more, or you're ready for the next phase of your learning, then go to the website at learnreikiandconnect.co.uk. It might mean that you're ready to do the online home learning, that is what that part of you is now ready to do. It might mean that you're ready to come in person. No matter where you are, you might be ready to do a Reiki course. It might mean that you're like to reach out and work with me over Skype, learning the Reiki level 1, 2 and 3. Or it might be the QHHT hypnosis, like I was talking about. Lovely session with a client. The QHHT is the quantum healing hypnosis technique, which was put in place, and the method with Dolores Cannon. Very powerful hypnosis session where you can really find out so many answers from that part of you. Or it might be the Akashic Records, where you're ready to find out a little bit more about your soul, why you're here, and the path that you've chosen. So I look forward to speaking with you very, very soon. And until next time, do take care, and bye for now.